was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world.
I'm going to stop this on home of the brave and land of the free. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am going to speak out right now in something that was in OPB. An individual that was arrested for his role in the Bundy standoff. I'm going to read you this article, and I'm going to comment because not only did I directly ride with this individual in a truck, which came upon the discovery of the Bureau of Land Management gravesite of the cattle of which it slaughtered and buried. But I stood with him at the Bundy Ranch in support of what he was doing. In OPP, in the title of Member of Trump's Campaign Arrested for Role in Cliven Bundy Standoff, federal authorities arrested a New Hampshire man for his role in a standoff in Nevada by Nevada ranchers opposed to federal control of public lands. Gerald DeLumis, known to me, Jerry DeLumis of Rochester, was named in an indictment in Nevada as a mid-level leader and organizer of a conspiracy to recruit, organize, train, and provide support to armed men and other followers of rancher Cliven Bundy. DeLumis, and I want you to pay real close special attention to this, because it requires a special breed of individual. DeLumis, a United States Marine Corps veteran and Tea Party activist, last year signed on as a member of presidential candidate Donald Trump's New Hampshire Veterans Coalition. A July news release posted on Trump's website listed Jerry DeLumis as a co-chair. Bundy was arrested last month. Keep in mind, this article is a rather old one, on charges stemming from a 2014 armed standoff with federal officials in Nevada who were rounding up Bundy's cattle over unpaid grazing fees. I will ad lib. Fees of which a service they were never given for services that were not yet or ever wanted. DeLumis, 61, was arrested and was due to appear in federal court in Concord later in that day. Calls to DeLumis' court-appointed attorney and his wife, Republican State Representative Susan DeLumis, were not immediately returned. Tell me, folks, this is not a political witch hunt. Federal prosecutors asked a judge to keep DeLumis locked up pending his trial, even though his wife is a Republican state representative. These prosecutors asked a judge to keep him locked up pending his trial, saying his participation in the Bundy standoff showed his desire and willingness to get this. Kill police officers. Yeah, that's what he wanted to do. As an American patriot and a constitutional Republican form of government progenitor, he wanted to kill police officers, I'm sure. The insanity continues. DeLumis used guns and threats of violence to intimidate and interfere with federal law enforcement officers. Assistant U.S. Attorney Max Zuckerman, of course he did, wrote. Zuckerman. I'll leave that alone. The indictment also names Bundy and at least four others. Parts of it are redacted. Wonder why. It says Loomis organized and led armed patriots and security checkpoints from April 12th to at least the end of May 2014. Loomis and others set up the checkpoints and patrols to prevent and deter law enforcement actions against the conspirators, including recovering extorted cattle. Keep in mind, these are cattle that Clive and Bundy groomed and raised from the beginning, according to the indictment. Extorted cattle. The same agency that had a $2 million facility granted to it for the so-called desert tortoise that they had to euthanize. And after finding out that the very land that the ranchers provided not only brought these desert tortoise to it, but maintained a habitat for them. And whenever the federal government would take over land, they would leave it. I wonder why. The charges include conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States, threatening a federal law enforcement officer, obstruction of justice, attempting to impede or injure a federal law enforcement officer, and several firearms charges. Keep in mind, folks, this is the same standoff that not only was I present at, but in my RV I housed an Indiana sheriff by the name of Brad Rogers, who came out there specifically to make sure that no one was harmed, to make sure that the constitutional rights of everyone was respected. This Indiana state sheriff, this county sheriff, who's a beyond reproach, by the way, I sat with and interviewed and talked to and spent hours with myself. A fine individual, a fine American patriot, and was in full support of what Mr. Loomis was doing. Where have we gone in this republic when we can allow the federal government to come in with its heavy hand and accuse American patriots who care about their constitution, about their government, about their state government and their federal government to be called anti-government, which is absolutely a farce when you're standing for the constitutional republic. Loomis also traveled to Oregon during a similar standoff at National Wildlife Refuge. I spoke to Jerry. Jerry called me directly and he asked me what my intentions were. He didn't remember exactly who I was. He asked me what my intentions were because Ammon Bundy had directly requested my presence. I have texts from Ammon Bundy's phone to prove what I am saying is true. I had certain research and information that I wanted to provide for the jurisdictional argument. And Jerry was trying to make sure that anyone and everyone that was arriving in the absolute best of intentions of nonviolence and non-confrontation. I specifically spoke to Jerry directly, and Jerry questioned me thoroughly. He wanted to know that my intentions were absolutely peaceful. I want to make this announcement tonight. I would hope and pray that those listening to this transmission, to this broadcast, know Jerry DeLumis, know that I say here clear and without any question that Jerry DeLumis called me to make sure that my intentions were peaceful. How then can he be accused of in any way possibly threatening the federal government with intimidation, with violence, with threats or coercion? Why would such an individual contact me, take his time out of his day to see to it that he made sure that someone like me was coming with the best of intentions? I have to say to you that I feel and believe that the government's case against Jerry DeLumis is absolutely nothing more than political. I would ask and I would pray of the Trump administration to not only stand up for an individual that stood up for them, but who stood up for peace and for nonviolence. If the Trump administration does not stand for the likes of Jerry DeLumis, then the Trump administration stands for no patriot standing. That is my assessment. Let me reiterate. If the Trump administration does not stand for people who are advocating and seeing to the fact that people who would come to a protest are standing for non-violence, if they do not stand with such individuals, then they do not stand for our goals in the Tea Party or the Patriot Movement. I urge, pray, and reach out to all of those in the Trump administration, the campaign, to reach out to these individuals who saw to it that not a single drop of blood was shed in the protests of Clive and Bundy, who I believe in my heart was overrun, was bullied, and taken advantage of by the federal government. That's why I went. It's why I stood with others in the constitutional sheriffs and peace officers organization, the posse, and oath keepers, and many of the others that went out there and stood. We didn't want any harm to come to law enforcement. We didn't ever want to draw firearms on law enforcement. We did not want anyone harmed or hurt. Quite the opposite. What we sought for, what we prayed for, what we longed for was a rational and intelligent yet constitutional decision. I love the Bundys, DeLumis said. They made a tactical mistake of going out to the refuge, he said. This was DeLumis' position. They were portrayed as armed anti-government protesters taking over government buildings, and there was a lot of fear, although they were not anticipating or provoking any violence, my ad lib. At the time of his arrest, Jerry DeLumis was running for Stratford County Sheriff. What a fine example of a sheriff we would have in Jerry DeLumis. Lori, I know I have you on with me. I hear you in the background. And Chris in Las Vegas, I know I have you with me.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know how I feel on this situation. Chris, I'll give you the first floor. Lori, after that. Chris, would you like to say anything?
Tom, I have a copy of a law book from Aspen Law Institute in Colorado. Aspen Law Institute in America is an offshoot of the Tavistock Institute in Europe. The Tavistock Institute in Europe is an offshoot of Madame Halina Blavatsky's Theosophical Institute. And this particular Aspen Law book that I have for lawyers says that the Law of Rhetoric by Jean-Paul Sartre states that one must lie in order to speak the truth, which appears to be the same demonic mantra that Hillary Clinton has practiced ad infinitum, and apparently the same insanity of bearing false witness against their neighbor that these so-called federal prosecutors are practicing against the Bundys. They're making up fabricated falsities to frame the blame on innocent men who had not a harming bone in their body. They never discharged a firearm or aimed or pointed a firearm at anyone, although there may have been some cover in the Mesquite situation from the bridge to suppress, to keep the BLM agents from firing on the innocents that were there, the women and children and men on the horseback and on foot, at that standoff that they created in the Box Canyon, so they'd have the preemptive advantage. They forgot about the high ground.
I spoke to those men, Chris. Those very men on the bridge that were photographed with their rifles that seemed as though they looked at that they were ready. I spoke to those men personally, Chris, and what they told me, and I will quote, we were so disheartened to even think that we would have to fire upon another American person that we had our rifles aimed at the dirt. Unquote.
Sure. And how did those guys down in that draw couldn't tell where they were aiming. They just saw they were generally pointed in that direction. But suppressive cover is a defensive posture, not an aggressive posture. And it has nothing to do with aggression. It has to do
with... Can you please, for the record, Chris, can you please cite to me your background in law enforcement?
What about my background in law enforcement?
Could you please, for the record, for those who may be listening to this show in the future, can you please cite for me your background in law enforcement?
546 Military Police, Fort Sill, Oklahoma, attached to CID, Criminal Investigation Division. Lawton, Oklahoma PD, as a patrol officer on the streets outside of Lawton in the Fort Sill Exchange. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department as a patrol officer. Wasn't there long because I wasn't making enough money. And then the Nevada State Gaming Control Board Enforcement Division as an enforcement agent. And now a private attorney general guarding, protecting, defending, and securing the rights of the least sophisticated who haven't the ability to obtain competent assistance of counsel, a whistleblower, and a private litigator.
Thank you, sir, for not only your service and your dedication, but folks, I want you to understand on this broadcast, we don't blow smoke up your proverbial skirt. We bring to you information and facts and evidence that show to you that the American Republic, as we once were made to understand it, has been and has been being undermined by certain individuals. Now here we have another law enforcement professional who will tell you, who will testify to you, that the acts of these individuals, and he just did, will tell you that the acts of these individuals have absolutely been an overbearance, a usurpation, and a fraud upon the American people. Is that not true, Chris?
That's absolutely true. I want to know, Tom, I don't remember if I related you to my occurrence the last Thursday, the 10th of November, concerning my automobile out front.
No, please go.
I was armed robbed by a gang of Metropolitan Police supporting the zone Nazis of the so-called Board of Commissioners here in Las Vegas of a 1957 Dodge D500 two-door hardtop, no-post Hemi, highly collectible, historically significant, limited production muscle car of original condition that was never modified significantly or changed whatsoever. Although it was mechanically very sound, the battery was dead because I haven't operated it because it's dangerous to operate on the streets. It's not a daily driver. I bought it for an investment. And yet, they came, when I went outside after I discovered that it was being snatched out of my driveway and stolen, I went outside holding my defensive implement down to the ground inside, not in a threatening manner whatsoever. When I walked out, there were at least five armed officers across the street, two to the left of me, three to the right of me, pointing their guns at me, telling me to put my pistol down. It took me a while before they talked me into it, and I laid it down in the back of an automobile that was parked down the end of the street, not the 57 Dodge. And I moved to the right. Just like LaVoy Finicum, I held my hands out horizontal to the ground. And I told them if they wanted to shoot and murder me like LaVoy Finicum, pull the trigger, go ahead and shoot. They did not shoot. But they did. Under threat of force of arms, they stole my over $20,000 car at gunpoint. Armed robbery, grand theft auto under color of law.
This is what we've come down to, folks. This is what we have come down to. That this communitarian, communist, fascist regime has seen to come down upon the American public. I would call upon those who work in the Trump administration, now that you are president-elect, to please stop this communitarian, communist overthrow of our constitutional republic and restore sanity back to the republic form of government which we were guaranteed. Now, I don't hold my breath. However, there's many of my friends and many of my supporters who have cast a vote for Trump that would expect this kind of insanity that happened right here to a former veteran, to a former police officer,
law enforcement professional and a public servant
to seize upon the American public these communistic, communitarian values and goals by which they disrespect private property to any degree whatsoever without due process of law and decide to and coordinate to take to use color of law to abuse in malfeasance of what they have been and what they have taken an oath to support and defend.
Tom.
Yes, go ahead.
There were 13 to 18 police vehicles in front of my house. 15 to 20 armed men, Pinkerton Act violators, mercenaries masquerading as public servants, imposturing as Metro police officers. They don't even realize that they are private foreign corporate mercenaries working for the corporate gods of Clark County and the Clark County Commission, subservient to the sheriff, who's subservient to the Clark County Commission. Steve Sisolak is the chairman of the board, and Chris Giancugliani is the commissioner who is over my area, who absolutely are going to be indicted for felony, criminal, grand theft auto, conspiracy to racketeer, extortion, and oppression under color of law.
It saddens me to know that a man like you, who my grandfather sat me upon his knee and warned me that these times were coming. Sat me upon his knee and made me promise that when one day would come when I would understand and I would realize these things, that I would take a stand for, protect, and defend individuals just like you. Chris, I love you with all my heart. It hurts me to know that in what was supposed to be a republic that stood by and for every individual, no matter of their color, no matter of their background, no matter of their class, had certain protections. And to see to it that you, of all people, would be violated to the extent of which you have been violated, and Clive and Bundy, it violated to the extent upon which he was violated, forced to pay fees for services that were never rendered, that he never received. This is the same continuation of the abuses of this federal government. I only can fall back upon the anti-federalists and everything they said. How right were they?
Tom, if you'll allow me, this Please. Is not our government. This is a foreign bunch of terrorists who have taken over, seized control of the government. This is the Fourth Reichstag Party, the second Bolshevik Revolution here in America. They are rising up. The government has become the terrorist, domestic terrorist here in America. And they are in conspiracy to destroy the whole custom, culture, and tradition of 200 years of freedom of speech, freedom of liberty. The castle doctrine, a man's home being his castle, has gone back to the beginnings of time and eternity. We are all have a duty to guard and protect our castle, except when we are threatened with the bureaucracy of a military attack force masquerading as public servants with full arms to suppress me from being able to defend my property. I even told the officer, I said, would you stand by and let them rape your wife while you were covered with a gun?
Amen to that. Amen to that. Would you? We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All loans subject to lender approval, must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialists and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-293-5565. That's 800-293-5565. 800-293-5565.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Sorry, folks, took a second there. Chris, you know, yeah. you and I both went out to the Bundy Ranch. We met with Larry Klayman. We met with Clive and Bundy. We met with
Brad Rogers.
Yes, Brad Rogers, absolutely. I remember taking a walk in the melon field of the Bundy Ranch with Ryan Bundy. And we sat down in the middle or on the side of their melon patch. And Ryan and I had a long talk. I'm going to look up and I'm opening my cupboard here in front of my desk. And I'm holding a Book of Mormon right in my hand that Ryan handed me. He gave to me because this man is such a devoted individual that he believes so much in the godly principles by which he was raised. I'll just put it up. I have held it dear to me because there is something about the Bundys that I have held near and dear to my heart since the very first moment that I walked up to Cliven. That very first moment that I walked up to Cliven, I handed him my phone and I recorded my mother, who is now since deceased, having a conversation with Cliven Bundy. I uploaded that video to YouTube, by the way, and titled it "A Mother from Many Miles Away Has a Conversation with Cliven Bundy," of which these liberal progressive demons filed some sort of complaint and had the video destroyed. The only copy that I had of my mother's voice with Cliven Bundy, something that was very near and dear to me, a memento, a piece of nostalgia for me, that they destroyed, reminding me of the ill-willed nature of these people. Go ahead.
Wouldn't that be evidence, potentially, and wouldn't that be spoilation, destruction of evidence to be used in a federal case? Wouldn't that be a criminal act?
It surely, absolutely, and categorically would be destruction of evidence. I would love to present that fact. And I called Carol Bundy the other night, and I sent her a message. We're linked up, and I sent her a message, and I let her know that I will now and at any time in the future be more than willing to testify to anything and everything that I saw and experienced at the Bundy Ranch. First of all, I believe it was part of an Operation PacCon movement. I believe that they were infiltrated. I think I know who. I think I know how. After seeing everything that happened in Oregon, I'm pretty sure I have all of my T's crossed and my I's dotted. For the public out there at large, so you know, I am now compiling and will be releasing in the future a manuscript based upon my findings of those who stood against the Bundys in their actions of standing for the Constitution. I have proof, I have facts, and I have evidence. That's why I went. The only thing I can say right now, tonight, Carol Bundy, to Mrs. Hammond, to the rest of the Bundy family, is that I love you with all my heart, and I know the pain and suffering that you've been through, and we all have been through with you. I can only hope and I can only pray that the election of our current president-elect will see the sanity, that will see the release of all of our political prisoners. I can only urge this because I know that there are individuals within his campaign that I am very good friends with, that I know their intentions, and I know that they believe in the constitutional form of government that is called a Republican form of government, of which that has been subverted, that has been denied, that has been overthrown, that has been usurped. I think that you can vouch for that fact, Chris, can you not?
Absolutely. In fact, when the chains of tyranny bind down the chains of the Constitution, we have not only a right, but more importantly, a duty to cast off those oppressive chains of tyranny. And the tree of liberty must be watered with the
blood of patriots and tyrants.
Mm-hmm. Patriots and tyrants, exactly.
Well, I would submit that Lavoie Finicum was the watering of the tree of liberty. As sadly and as angrily as that makes me have to say it, I pray that we don't require any additional watering. I pray that Lavoie, in and of his own self, is enough to water that tree now. I could only observe the Trump administration, and I can pray to God himself, to Yah, to Yahweh, to Yahushua, that he answers our prayer, that sanity come across this republic and across the republics united. Not a country, but the republics united. I can only pray that sanity comes upon them, that we have granted with our trust. Many people I know voted for Donald Trump, knowing full well everything that you and I both, Chris, know about the Red Amendment, about the 14th unconstitutional amendment. 13th, and I don't say that. Yes, 13th, 14th, 15th. And I don't say this in any way, shape, or form as any kind of word that they call racist, because I stand with and for in stating that many of the African peoples that were enslaved upon the South were done so as a legitimate campaign to do so for ulterior motives. And I submit that the 14th Amendment was done so against them as well as against us equally, to enslave us all under debt enslavement. I would urge any one of you out there, if you could challenge me, if you have the guts and the gusto to do so, to please go to Section 4 of the 14th Amendment and explain to me in any way, shape, or form that Section 4 of the 14th Amendment could possibly free anyone. If you can do that with a rational, reasonable explanation, I will submit. I will relent. I will shut down my website, and I will shut down my broadcast, and I will never again utter another word. If any of you can make any sense of how Section 4 did anything to set anyone free, I urge and challenge you, and that includes those liberal commentators who would suggest that Reconstruction should be reestablished. I'm not even going to mention your names. You know who you are. Go ahead, Chris. Floor is yours.
Well, Tom, it was simple for me, because whenever these tyrants that are taking over our government, these foreign terrorists who have snuck their nose into the tent of liberty and freedom and seditiously conspired to destroy the republic and the freedom and the customs of this country, I had no problem whatsoever offering myself up to let them shoot me like they shot Clive and Bundy, since murdering innocent men seems
me
to be
too
what these terrorist government agents like to do.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Me too.
I mean, if they can
me
kill
too.
a a wonderful icon of the American West, the iconic cowboy, the family man, the prince of emulation of everything that's righteous, true, and honorable about the West, and the ideas of family and values and being a mentor to your children, a steward, and a good steward to the land, and a preserver of freedoms and liberty and the natural liberty that supports the animals of all the people, the animals, the tortoises, and makes it sustainable and perpetual forever. These demoniacs that come out here with their East Coast idiologies, their idiotic ologies, and brings their stupid so-called expert old drip formerly under pressure dementia out here and thinks they can force this stuff. Even the turtles knew better. They didn't want anything to do with their delusional insanity. They was going where they wasn't going for 1,000 years and will be going for another 1,000 years if they'll leave them the heck alone.
Yes, sir.
Oh, let me give you the names of the Zone Nazis who worked for the Board of Commissioners, who were the perpetrators of this atrocity, they inculcated and drug in 18 to 20 Metro police officers to give them plenty of muscle. They weren't brave enough to do it by themselves and come out here, the little chicken crap pieces of dog turds. Jason Al Swang, he's the director of the public response team trying to preserve the public safety on private property. What does private property have to do with public safety when it's posted prominently and notoriously with no trespass sign, largely? And his accomplice, his employee, who made out the so-called affidavit for the complaint for the search warrant, Barry Hodges, a short, diminutive, probably from back east, man of color, and being preyed upon by this another one of these Zion Nazis, or maybe he's a Middle Eastern jihad terrorist here in America, who doesn't understand anything, and their subjective interpretive discretion to pervert the insanity that merely supporting the weight while the tires are still touching the ground somehow causes a danger and a hazard to anybody on my private property where the public is not allowed, can constitute a danger to the public safety that they use for the pretext to steal my $20,000 automobile with no just compensation, being a Fifth Amendment violative abrogation of contractual protections. These people need to be hauled off and put under the prison for stupidity in public.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, we got another caller.
I turn up dead. You know why?
Who's
brother?
The caller? Who's the caller, Mike? I'm sorry, I can't see. Jim in Missouri, and whoever was just hung up on by accident, please call him back. Jim in Missouri, you're on.
Hey, Tom, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, sir.
Okay, have you seen this come out just in the last couple of days? A guy down in North Carolina challenged the court over, over Article 4, Section 3, that no new state shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state.
Do me a favor. Do you have my email?
Go ahead. Well, go ahead and give it to me.
My email is RTR. That's Robert Thomas Robert. RTR Truth Media at gmail.com.
Okay.
Please send that to me tonight.
Yeah, let me just give you the gist of it. Basically, what he did was he found a letter from the state governor surrendering during the Civil War, after the Civil War. And then he found a military order, 120, for that state, basically admitting that they've taken over the state and they created a new state within a state.
Right.
And his case was dismissed. The reason was because the officer didn't show up. It was a traffic ticket. But they can't say anything about it. Nobody challenged him on anything because they couldn't. Very interesting stuff.
Really?
So they're telling all of us that anybody that was in the original states involved in the Civil War to go find the letter where your governor surrendered. Go find a similar military order for that state. And he also included Johnson's veto of the Reconstruction Act.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent is exactly
anyway,
what he should have done.
I'll forward this to you. It's, what was it again?
RTR. Like Resurrect the Republic, RTR. Truth Media at gmail.com.
I'll forward this to you.
Please do so. I would be most interested in covering that.
Thank you. I appreciate
Thank
you guys.
So Thanks. Much. Thank you so much, and God bless you for that.
Yes.
Folks, that Amen. Is exactly what I'm talking about. That is exactly what I'm talking about. This
well,
is not about a
Missouri.
Skin tone. This is not about any other thing other than righteousness. I stand with. I have many, many black friends. Do not ever let it be said that I stand for slavery or the KKK or any other such nonsense, 6,000 individuals that make up such an organization that was created by the Democrats anyway. Please have sense in your minds to know that we must stand for and upon the constitutional republic that provides a protection for every single American, regardless of any type of affiliation they have. You were there, caller. You're still there. Go ahead. Is he still there? I think he's gone. Folks, know it. Know it.
Well, Tom, while you're looking for your caller,
yeah, go
your
ahead.
Friend in Missouri, Rod Class, has
yes,
got them
sir.
On their heels there in North Carolina also. Got them to the state to admit that they're a private foreign owned for private profits corporation. There is no public aspect to them because they're all lining their pockets at the public's expense under the guise that makes it theft by deception through fraud.
Yes, sir.
He's also uncovered the fact that in Saratoga, New York, and somewhere in the late 1800s, early 1900s, they fabricated the illusion that the bar self-invented their own statutes at large number that's in Black's Law 3 for lawyer, and it doesn't exist. It's a falsity.
Folks, what Chris just told you about, you may not understand the depth of, but coming from a son of a judge and a lawyer, I am going to tell you, I'm going to promise you that what Chris just said, do me a favor, Chris, repeat what you just said.
The bar, the American Bar Association in Saratoga Springs, New York, back in the late part of the 18th century, early 19th century, they fabricated a myth that self-generated their own self-serving ideology. They fabricated a false statute at large of the U.S. to authenticate their illusion that they had any veracity to their legitimacy. It was a true, abject lie and a falsity. That's false testifying, and it's in Black's Law 3 under lawyer.
That's right. And I'm going to tell all of you out there tonight, as the son of a judge and a lawyer, I would urge any and or all of you out there listening to the sound of my voice, any of you mainstream media propagandist prostitutes, or any of you Bar Association attorneys, if you should so see it fit to call into this show at any time, we will give you the respect and the consideration of hearing you, of allowing you to say whatever it is you want to say, present whatever it is you want to present, and refute anything you want to refute with full and uninterrupted ability. And I would say to you, if you do not do so, if you use it as an excuse that this is merely a broadcast of propaganda, then folks, you have your answer as to the collusion, the usurpation, and the fraud that we have been willing and able to provide. That states' legislatures, such as the Oregon state legislature provided, such as the New Jersey state legislature provided, that the very same legislation and constitutional amendment that grants them the authority to enact gun control, to enact all of these other usurpations of law, under the guise of the 14th Amendment and thus such Reconstruction Acts, be null and void.
Ab initio.
Ab initio of usurpation and fraud upon the American public. Now, I am giving any of you Bar Association attorneys, any of you members of government, the open an honest opportunity. You have my word that I will give you respect and I will let you say every word you wish to say on this program to present yourself to the American people as being legitimate. If you do not do so in this public forum, a public forum that has been given unto all of us to be able to dispute your claims of your legitimacy, I submit that in such of doing so, of refusing to come upon this program and refusing to refute the allegations that we are directly making against you, you admit the collusion and usurpation of the Republic. Folks, we've run out of time. Chris, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very much for adding what you've added to this. A former law enforcement officer, a former veteran, I cannot have any more respect for you than anyone else in this Republic. God bless you. God bless you all. Resurrect Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, ResurrectRepublic.com. Click on that PayPal. Support our broadcast. We'll see you tomorrow. Chris, come back tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm not interested in photo ops.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.